Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. We refer to this verse often on Real Truth for Today. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what we're doing in our world today. Well, the Paris Olympics continues to disgust and dismay sane and godly people as the latest travesty comes from the sport of female boxing, and social media exploded yesterday as Italian boxer Angela Carini was forced to throw in the towel 46 seconds into her match with Algerian boxer Imane Khalif. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Imane Khalif was banned by the International Boxing Association in the 2023 World Championship after failing an unspecified gender test. And Angela Carini, who is XX female, she said, "I've never been hit like that in my life, and I was forced to forfeit the match for my own safety." She thought she had broken her nose, and the picture was her falling to her knees after the forfeit in tears, and just, you know, telling the world this is wrong. Khalif was quoted as saying, "I am here for the gold. I will fight anybody. I will fight them all. I'd like to see him fight another XY male." And the International Olympic Committee, which doesn't go by the International Boxing Association's rules, they were quick to say this: "The IOC is saddened by the abuse that the two athletes are receiving." There's another XY athlete that is being allowed to compete in female boxing, Ling Yu Ting from Taiwan. "So we're saddened by the abuse that the two athletes are receiving. Every person has the right to practice sport without discrimination. And they're destroying women's sports. It is sickening. It is horrific." And so with me to discuss is my friend, Dr. Denny Burke, a professor at Boyce College in Louisville, Kentucky. He also serves as the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, and as a teaching pastor at Kenwood Baptist Church. He has written or co-authored a number of books, including, quote, "Male and Female, He Created Them, A Study on Gender, Sexuality, and Marriage." He's a contributor to the opinion section of World Magazine, where he provides commentary on news and events from a biblical perspective. Denny, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Glad to be back on with you.
Well, thank you, my friend. And I know you were quick to have a social media post about this. And so tell our audience what you make of what happened yesterday.
Well, I think the bottom line that every Christian, I hope, can agree on is that men should not be beating up women. And it makes it no better simply because the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, makes a spectacle of this in its boxing events. What you ended up having there on the stage is a biological man fighting a woman. And 46 seconds into the fight, the woman, you know, put her arms up and said, I just can't go through with this. I've never been hit this hard. And so she called the fight herself. And so, that's the bottom line. Now, there are some more complicated realities to this story, but the bottom line is that we don't want men beating up women in any context, much less an Olympic boxing match.
Well, Denny, it seems to me just so ludicrous that the IOC would be so quick to support Khalif. This is wrong that this person is receiving this backlash. I mean, any honest, sane fair-minded person would say exactly what you just said. Hey, it's wrong to put an XY male into a ring with an XX female. And regardless of all the other things that they tried to say about, well, she was raised as a female, and the things that people have said about her background, she's got chromosomes that are XY male. And that's kind of the end of the story, yeah. Is that not?
Yeah, I mean, the one complication is that this boxer, and I do think we should be calling him a him, because this boxer is from Algeria, which is a 99% Muslim country. And in Algeria, you're probably not going to have the same kind of light thrown on a person's biological situation that you may have in other countries. So, you know, a transgender identity is not going to be allowed in Algeria. So this boxer is definitely not embracing some kind of transgender identity, which means this boxer believes himself to be a female, and probably from birth, which suggests that you combine that with the fact that the International Boxing Association did a test, and the president has reported that the test said that the boxer is XY. So if he's really an XY chromosome, which suggests biological male, but the boxer thinks of himself as a female in a Muslim country, it's not a transgender thing, he thinks of himself biologically as female, you probably have some sort of an intersex condition at play here, or some kind of a disorder of sexual development. We don't know that for sure, but it sounds like that's what's going on here. So there may be some actual confusion on the part of the boxer, and maybe even on the part of the country that's sending him. I don't know. But the internet, so whatever's going on there, it's the IOC should have standards, though, that filter for this. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. In other words, they should have standards that can recognize what a biological male is, whether or not the host country or the athlete himself recognizes that. And that's what's missing here. They don't know what a man is. They don't know what a woman is in terms of their qualifications for female boxing. And so you end up with a person who apparently has been through male puberty, and it's just evident in how big the boxer is compared to the women.
Well, it is sickening, and it's evidence of Romans chapter 1, a reprobate mind, where we're not able to have a mind that functions anymore in the world, as God says, I'll give you over to a depraved, reprobate mind, and a mind that doesn't know 2 + 2 = 4. Denny, what do you think about this? As people watch this stuff, I mean, there's this righteous indignation that just comes to the surface that says, stop the insanity. This is wrong. Enough is enough. I tweeted out yesterday, or posted on X, that all female athletes need to band together and just say, if there's an XY male in the competition, we're not competing. And just shut down all their sports until something is done. What do you think about that response?
Well, unless something drastic happens, things probably won't change. Now, you know, at a practical level, I read yesterday that the International Boxing Association, which does have a stricter standard on this, it has been derecognized by the IOC. The IOC is regarding the International Boxing Association as corrupt. And so the IOC has their own standards on this, which don't match the International Boxing Association. And so, you know, unless there's a new boxing association, an international body that comes up with a standard, the IOC standards is going to prevail. And so what needs to happen is that all of these other countries need to come back together and create an organization with actual standards that the IOC will recognize. But yeah, in the meantime, what are you going to do if you're a female and you're fighting in some sort of an International Boxing Association bout or in an Olympic bout? Well, I respect what Angela Carini did, which was to say, I'm just not going to fight. I'm just not going to do this. And if more were doing that, it would force a change. You kind of like you saw in you know, collegiate swimming here in the United States after the whole Leah Thomas fiasco. Leah Thomas is biological male, but in this case, a person where the biology was absolutely clear. There was no, you know, disorder of sex development. It was clearly a biological male who was just inhabiting some sort of a, you know, a fake transgender identity. And he was just blowing out all the competition in the NCAA. He's won an NCAA championship as a result of this and displaced actual women from their own sport because of it. Well, the IOC, the Olympic swimming, won't allow him to swim for them. So you don't even have a same standard, it seems, within the Olympics. It's one thing for one sport and another thing for other sports. So, but what you saw though with Leah Thomas was a lot of women, female swimmers, finally came out and pushed back against this, and it raised awareness and it caused, you know, an uproar across the country saying, hey, you know, this isn't right. And that uproar wasn't just from Christians. It was from people who could just, you know, see with their eyes that a man is different than a woman and they shouldn't be competing against one another in the same division. It's one thing for that to happen in swimming, which is a non-contact sport. It's a whole other thing for this to be happening in boxing, where you've got two people who are, you know, fighting and beating one another. Now, this is not what you invited me on the program for. I have a whole opinion about whether or not women should even be fighting each other in boxing.
Sure.
But if they are, you certainly don't want them to be up against men, which is what's happening right now.
Well, Denny, as we think about this, so we've seen this in collegiate sports, and I'm trying to think in my mind, have we seen this in high school sports? Are they allowing, are schools allowing the boys to compete with girls?
Yes, it's happened in different places across the country. But again, you know, you have local school boards and different regulations from state to state and locale to locale. So it's not everywhere. What's happening in Massachusetts may not be the same thing that's happening in Louisiana, but yes, it's happening. And you could see biological males, you know, wrestling against a biological female. These kinds of things are happening, and it's displacing women from their own sports. And I would argue, in some cases, it's just dangerous. I don't know if you've seen some of the stories recently about high school volleyball players.
Yes.
Girls getting really injured because a biological male spiked a ball into her head. It's dangerous. And it's a problem wherever it happens.
Well, I just hope that the women get together and the girls get together and just say, hey, if there's a man competing, we're out. We're not doing this, and shut the whole event down. If you start shutting all these female sporting events down because the women won't compete, they will be forced to do something. And because otherwise, exactly what you said, Denny, women are going to start getting hurt. And that girl that took the volleyball, I've seen that clip. She took the volleyball spike to the head. I've seen them letting a male play basketball and hurting the girls. You know, guys are just bigger, stronger, faster. It's just not fair. And getting hurt is on the table for sure.
Well, and people need to understand that men and women are different. Men, on average, have thicker bone structure. They have thicker and more muscle mass than women. And that's a direct consequence of our sexual differences. Mm-hmm. Men go through male puberty with testosterone being, you know, suffused into our bodies. It causes us to have a different physiological reality and certain advantages, such that men are generally stronger and faster than women. And it's unfair to put them in competitions against one another, and it's dangerous if you put them into contact sports where they actually come into contact and could hurt one another.
Well, Denny, just we have about another minute. Where do you see this heading? Do you think this is going to be the spark that ignites a change?
I think this is a part of it. I think the Leah Thomas scenario was one thing. I think this is going to be another step. I do think that a lot of people, Christian or not, see the basic injustice of this. You have people like secular figures like Riley Gaines and J.K. Rowling, who are very outspoken about this, and they're calling it out, yeah, and saying that this isn't good for women. So, and they're not, you know, Christian people,
right?
But even they can recognize this, because God's design is woven into all creation, and it's there on display for anyone to see if they will just open their eyes.
Amen. Well, that's Denny Burke. You can connect with him, dennyburke.com. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Jeff Shreve, we'll be right back. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. So we were talking to Denny Burke about the situation in the Paris Olympics, just seemingly one disaster after another at the opening ceremonies. Chris Schroeder, my teaching pastor here at First Baptist Texarkana, he shared yesterday that his daughter turned 10, and they had a big party at the church, and they were going to watch the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and he had all these little girls there, and what does he turn on? He turns on that debauchery that came through the television set, and to explain to these girls what is going on. He said, you know, that shouldn't be the situation for the opening of the Olympics. Well, from there, we had what happened yesterday, with the boxing match between Angela Carini from Italy and the Algerian boxer Emain Khalif. And Emain Khalif is XY male fighting an XX female. I like what Denny Burke said. Hey, you know, I have an issue with female boxing in general. Who wants to see two women beating on each other? God didn't create women for that. But that's another situation. Obviously, nobody wants to see a biological male beat on a biological female. It's one thing to run a race or swim and destroy a female. I mean, that's a travesty, and that's sickening to watch. But it's another thing to see somebody get physically injured. And, I've been saying for a long time, hijacked that little phrase from the 90s, stop the insanity. Enough is enough. Let's quit doing this. But it is proof positive of what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1. When a people reject God, God gives them over to sexual immorality. We've seen that in our culture. And then from sexual immorality to homosexual immorality, we've seen that just proliferate. And then from there to a reprobate mind, a depraved mind. And this is what the Bible says, Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. And then here comes the laundry list. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, almost run out of breath. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. As we began the broadcast today, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And we are so upside down and we're so deceived. And when you have a depraved, reprobate mind, 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4 anymore. And, 50 years ago, if you were to try and do what we're doing today and saying, well, yeah, of course, you identify as a woman, so you must be a woman, people would put you in a nut house. They'd say something is wrong with you. You don't see the real score. I don't care what you think you are. This is the fact. And, if you say 2 + 2 = 3 or 2 + 2 = 5 or 2 + 2 = 4.2, you're wrong, because 2 + 2 = 4. And sex is binary. And chromosomes determine. Sex and gender are the same thing. And they're determined by your chromosomes, and it's not hard. It's a very, very simple thing. God created them male and female. And those who are pushing this agenda from the left, from the LGBTQIA+, if they've added another letter, I've missed it. But all this stuff that, you can be whatever you want to be, and God's not going to tell you who you are. You tell God who you are. And, gender is fluid and all the different classifications that you can call yourself. It's just ridiculous. And we need to get back to common sense. We do need to say enough is enough and stop the insanity. That boxer from Algeria, Khalif, said, quote, "I am here for the gold. I will fight anybody. I will fight them all." Well, I would love to see him fight a man and get his clock cleaned, because that's what he is. And so, okay, you want to fight anybody? Well, fight somebody that has the testosterone you have. Fight somebody that has your same chromosomal makeup, and then let's see how you do. Well, I'm frustrated about this, and there is such a thing as righteous indignation. And if you can watch things that should make your blood boil and they don't do anything because you're quote-unquote such a strong Christian, then something's wrong, because be angry and sin not, the Bible says. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, but we should be righteously indignant toward sin, toward blatant sin. And that is not a bad thing. That is a good thing. That doesn't mean you go, destroy property and head to the streets and, loot and maim and all that stuff. Obviously, a Christian doesn't do that. But it should well within us, this righteous anger that says, this is wrong. Oh, God, show up and show out. And the second to the last verse of the New Testament, Revelation 22, come, Lord Jesus. When we see these headlines, we see these things taking place, and it just vexes our soul. We say, come, Lord Jesus. How long, O Lord, before you weigh in on this and you judge me? As the scripture says, oh, will you not judge them? Now, the Bible tells us, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And the Lord will repay. And the execution of justice is terror, the Bible says, to the workers of iniquity. It's a cause of rejoicing for the righteous, but it's terror for the workers of iniquity. You know, when someone's committing a crime, I saw a clip the other day where someone was committing a crime and the alarm went off and they could hear the sirens and the police were coming. And, you rejoiced that person was going to face judgment. Because the cavalry had shown up, so to speak. And, we want to see good triumph over evil. When evil triumphs over good in a movie or in a story or something like that, that is not right. That doesn't set well with us. And so good must triumph over evil, and good will triumph over evil. You read the book of the Revelation, you find out that the Lord wins. And holy, holy, holy defeats the Antichrist and his forces in Revelation chapter 19 when Jesus returns at the Battle of Armageddon. Well, I'm going to open the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you on this situation in the Paris Olympics. I know many are not even watching the Olympics. I'm not watching it. I look at the news. I did see, obviously, what happened yesterday and was righteously indignant about that. And as Denny Burke said, you know, people like J.K. Rowling, she's been castigated by the LGBTQIA plus community, saying, you know, because she comes out against transgender insanity. And she is, you know, she's the Harry Potter lady, and she is willing to take a stand. And it's going to take people to take a stand. As Elon Musk said with the opening ceremony, he said, you know, if Christians don't stand up for, you know, in his terminology, for their religion — we don't have a religion, but we have a true faith in the Lord God — if Christians don't stand up for the truth, well, the Christianity is going to go away. Well, we know that part of what he said is true, that Christians need to stand up. The other part that he said is not true. Christianity is not going away, because the Lord says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God always has a remnant. And you can read the book of Revelation. You can read the end of the story, and the Lord wins. And when he comes back, he has a name, Faithful and True. He's true to his promises, and his promises will come to pass. You know, lots of in the news right now about Israel, as the fresh attacks have come from the north, and with Hezbollah, and what's going to happen with Iran. Well, you can rest assured with this, God is going to defend his people, because God's promise is connected to his people, Israel, and the land, and the enemies that come against Israel are not going to be victorious, because the Lord will defend that place. That is his place. And so he's going to defend it. He's going to defend the people of Israel, because he's made promises to them, and those promises will come to pass. You know, we have, I was reading some things about Megan Basham's book, and people are attacking her on her book, and this one guy who was promoting climate change and how he thinks about climate change every day, and, you know, so concerned about climate change. It's like, good grief. Why do you waste time worrying about climate change? Oh, we need to study this as Christians. We need to know what's going on. God controls the climate. Man doesn't control the climate. Man's not going to bring an end to planet Earth because of carbon emissions. That's just ridiculous. And so if you believe the word of God, if you trust the word of God, you just know, well, that's ridiculous. They've been talking about, you know, the end of the world because of man's, you know, irresponsibility with carbon for a long, long time. And all the doomsday dates that they set, those all come and go. And this has been going on for a long, long time. And we need to just recognize that for what it is. It's a hoax. It's hogwash. It's ridiculous. Christians don't need to be worried about any of that. You don't fear the climate change. You fear the God who controls the climate. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of everything. You recognize that God is God and you are not God. And you take your, you give him his rightful place as king, and you take your rightful place as his slave, his blood-bought slave who became his son, his daughter. And we have a high position in the Lord Jesus. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Larry on the line from Missouri. Larry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I just called immediately because I just was curious. You know, I understand all this, too. And why would a guy even think about doing something like that? If it's not just reprobate mind, he's mental. And they need to install mental hospitals again to put a lot of these people up.
Right.
But my question is, why, and doesn't any of these girls have a brother or a dad or anybody else? You know, if he did that to my sister, I'd be looking him up. I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, but I'd have to ask him if he wants to fight me.
Right.
And I'll give you the first couple punches.
Right. Yeah. That's a good question. Now, she was fighting for her dad. I think that in this situation with Angela Carini, her father was deceased, and so she was dedicating this to her dad, and then she felt like, you know, Dad, I tried, but I couldn't, and it was just, you know, added to her grief. But yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, as Riley Gaines has said, and she's become a champion for women, you know, fighting this cause to keep men out of women's sports. She said, you know, women are forced, like in the swimming, we're forced to share a locker room with a biological male, and he's undressing and things like that. I mean, it's just, it's sickening. It's wrong on so many levels. And I'm with you, Larry. If I have three daughters, if my daughters were competing like that, I would say, you're not going to compete in that. If they're allowing a man, you just, we're out. And try and get the other competitors that are actual females to join and say, hey, we can't allow this. Because the moment you go along with it, then you're engaging in the insanity. You have to say, this is wrong, I'm out. And if women would do that, then as I said in the first segment, all those events would come crashing down. You can't have an event if you just have one guy competing by himself. And so people would be forced to say, okay, we're going to have to do something different here. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. And righteous indignation is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We have to make sure that it doesn't spill over into sin, but to see injustice and have that that indignation about it, that is a good thing. So anything else to add, Larry?
Well, I just think that's right. You know, I just don't understand why the girls, when they have these events, that particular event, that day, whatever else, they do not compete, and that's the way it be. And they all need to be doing that. If they don't stick together, they cannot change this.
Right. That's exactly right. And they need to band together and just say, enough is enough. So I'm with you on that. Well, thanks for calling in, Larry. God bless you, my brother. We have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi. Yeah, I think they need to have their own Olympics, but I know that that's not what they want. They want the equality thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think that if we know feminists, we ought to ask them what they think about the whole trans thing, and then point out that women are getting hurt, and why aren't you defending them?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you say you're for women's rights, and then here comes an issue where you can stand up for women, and they don't, because they're caught. You know, this stuff is conflicting for them. So what do you do with that? It's a sick mess. And so, you know, I had said that too. Okay, you want to have this other category. Well, then have a category where you have three competitors for, you know, because they're the deceived ones thinking that, you know, I'm really, even though I have male genitalia and I have a XY chromosome, I'm really a female. Okay, well, you compete in this deceived category. Well, you wouldn't have that many competitors, so you couldn't really do anything. But, you know, we just need to say, listen, this is crazy. We go by chromosomes. That's it. And that's how we're going to do it. And if you don't like it, tough, because 2 + 2 doesn't equal 3, and it doesn't equal 5. It equals 4. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we are going to the phone lines, and we have some lines open for you to call, 888-589-8840. And so when we come back from the break, we'll be taking more calls. Don't go away.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, and we've been talking about the latest travesty at the Paris Olympics, which is the boxing match between Italian boxer Angela Carini and the Algerian boxer, who is an XY male, female fighting a male, Imam Khalif, and she had to quit after 46 seconds, fell to her knees in tears after the forfeit. She said, I'd never been hit so hard in all my life, and I was forced to forfeit. It's just sickening to see that. Now, as we said, you can make the case that says that women shouldn't be boxing anyway, and I would agree with that. But definitely don't let a male compete with a female in any of those sports, but especially something that would be a contact sport like that. And as Denny Burke said in the first segment, you know, when you start talking volleyball, basketball, biological males can really hurt females. We are not the same. We are made differently. God made Adam from the dust, and he made Eve from his bone and his rib. We are made from different substances. We're made differently. A woman is, the Bible calls her a weaker vessel, and a man is built to be the protector, and a woman is built to be the nurturer, and God set it up that way. And if you don't like it, create your own universe, but hey, you can't do that because you're not God. And so we yield to the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, this is the way you set it up. I feel for people who are struggling, who have this mental problem in their minds where they see themselves as something different than what they are. The way home is not to rebel against the truth. It's to yield to the truth and say, okay, well, whatever I'm feeling is not right, because I need to, you might think that 2 + 2 = 5, and you might believe that with all your heart, but the reality is it doesn't. It doesn't. So if you are XY, guess what? You are a male. And if you don't feel like a male, it doesn't matter. You are a male. And as soon as you align with the truth, things will change. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Jerry on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, brother. It's always a pleasure talking to you. As I told your call screener, and no offense to her, she has just as much a lovely voice as your wife does, so I thought maybe it was her when she answered. So no offense to her.
Yeah.
However, I was telling her, in our family, we don't watch the Olympics as much as we used to, and we don't take stock in it. However, after I saw the opening ceremonies and stuff, I took the opportunity to sit down with my children and disciple them, and understanding that the same city that houses the painting that they've made a mockery of decided to allow that to happen when it's, I even researched it. The Olympic charter itself says it would not allow religious, politics, or any of those things to take place during any event. And the way that I see any event is even the opening. And so they, first off, they broke their own rules and regulations when they allowed that to happen. So why would we expect that they would hold true to a biological understanding of science and facts?
Right.
And then second is, if you'd allow me just one more comment, the lady that called a few days ago that didn't know how to answer questions to her friends on certain topics, I listened to the show. I would suggest that she just start reading. I had the same issue as a young Christian, and so I just started reading books, Frank Turek, J. Warner Wallace, Alex McFarland, and it just, Tactics by Lee Kokel. All those are good books. Those are just suggestions.
Yeah, that's good
but
word.
Thank you, brother. Y'all have a blessed day, and those are my comments.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. Well, we have Terry on the line from Texas. Terry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I just want to say, back 50 years ago, I remember when all the feminist stuff started, and all the lawyers and the female lawyers and Gloria Allston, all this were coming out for the women and women's rights, and they were taking their sides and representing them and so forth and so on. I remember when that young lady several years ago wanted to get into West Point, which is an all-male school. They made a big deal about it. She finally was allowed to go in, and after she got in, she didn't want to cut her hair. She wanted her own barracks. She wanted her own bathroom. All these different things. She didn't last 6 months. Then it became little girls playing on football teams, the boys' football teams. The schools had to let them play. High school had to let them play. Now that it's reversed, there's this big outcry when men want to do the same thing. And I don't at all believe in women. I mean, men and women's sports. I don't believe in this transgender. Well, now I'm suddenly a woman. I that is against God and scripture and teaching. But where was the outcry when this all started?
Mm-hmm.
You know, equality and all this kind of thing. Well, now women have got equality, but they don't like it. And they don't like it when the men are doing the same thing that the women did 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
And where are the feminists? Why are they not screaming, you know, protection of women, abuse of women? I mean, people don't believe in men beating women, domestic violence, and wife beaters, women beaters, and all this kind of thing. It was on display, full display.
Right.
National TV.
Yeah, it's sickening. So,
yes, yes. But we put ourselves in this position being so tolerant of the intolerable and just letting it go, oh, well, it doesn't hurt if little girls want to, you know, and that's fine to a point. But now that they've got that, the men are demanding the same thing, and we don't like it.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point, Terry. You know, we have to say enough is enough. We have to stand up and say, stop the insanity. And we're not going to keep moving forward until we fix this, because this is wrong. And so, and as we said, until the women band together, and men too, and say, hey, we're in solidarity with the women. There are male sports, there are female sports, and those don't have crossover. And so until we do that, female sports are going to be destroyed, because more and more guys are going to fall into the insanity of transgenderism, and they will just dominate female sports because men are better at sports than females. And you can find a female that's going to be better than in an individual situation. Oh, this girl can beat up this guy or whatever at school. But across the board, you're not going to find that. And, you know, the men's basketball team would destroy a team from the WNBA, beat them by 70, 80 points. It would just kill them because men are more athletic. They are built differently. They're just going to be bigger, stronger, faster, jump higher, all those things. So I appreciate that, Terry. Good comment. Mark from Arkansas. Mark, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, it's a shame, because we know it's the problem with the heart and the soul. To temporarily fix it, the girls need to fix it like us guys used to fix these meatballs. And that is, when they go in the shower room, give them a good old fashioned wet towel party. That keep them out of the shower room for sure, the locker room.
Well, you know, when I was in school back in the, you know, I graduated high school in 1980. It would be embarrassing for a guy to beat a girl. You didn't want to play girls in any sports because, I mean, if you win, you're supposed to win. If you lose, you're in a big embarrassment. So I remember when I was at the University of Texas playing pickup basketball, and sometimes the girls would want to, one or two girls would want to play. It's like, I don't want to play against you. All I can do is look bad. And, it's not good. And you know, obviously in a pickup basketball game, you can have a girl that's better than a guy, but when you start getting, you know, up the ladder in terms of athletic prowess, they're not going to be able to compete, because they're not the same. And when it starts to get physical and there's banging going on, basketball is a physical game, girls can get hurt. And that's not a good thing at all. So appreciate that, Mark. God bless you, brother. We have Holly on the line from Virginia. Holly, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Holly?
I'm doing great. One of the things, I'm a survivor, but I say I'm a thriver of domestic violence, and have been out of that life for over 10 years, and God has really blessed me beauty for ashes. But just watching those videos, I know how hard a man can punch, and it is absolutely shameful of the Olympic Committee to allow this. I don't even understand how this can be allowed, where you let an XY into an XX, you know, into the ring together. It should not happen. But it's also happening, you know, not only with the Olympics, but if you think about it, even in pro wrestling, I grew up watching wrestling with my grandfather. Mm-hmm. But there are even now transgender wrestlers that are coming into the ring as well. And I'm like, is this just that you could not make it as a man and you need the glory as wearing a costume as a woman? You know, mm-hmm. It's crazy. But what I tell my friends with this is, like, if somebody is an anorexic, you do not say, yes, honey, you're right, you're fat.
Right.
You need to go on a diet.
Right.
So why are we not doing this for people who are really confused over who and what? Where are the families, and why are the families not speaking into their lives?
Right. That's so true. You know, Elon Musk said he lost his son to this transgender ideology and insanity, and he said, you know, they call it dead naming. There's a, you know, him being interviewed, and he said, you know, my son is now dead and has become a woman, and which is impossible. It's just, and he said he's going to fight this woke ideology with all his power. He said, I was lied to. I was told by the doctors, if you don't do this, your son is going to commit suicide. And so he went along with the treatment, the surgery, all the stuff that goes along with that. Hey, doctors, if there's anybody that ought to know, you can't change your sex. It should be a medical doctor who is a scientific person. You know that sex and gender are, you know, they're melded together and welded together. You can't change that. And your XX or XY, it's on every cell of your body. And you can't change that. And if you really want to help somebody, you tell them the truth. Exactly what you said, Holly. You don't say to the anorexic, well, that's right, I'm going to enter into your insanity and tell you need to keep dieting. You are fat. And until they diet themselves to death. That is evil. That is wicked. And if we keep going down the road, we're just destroying people's lives, and it is sickening. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And so we help people with the truth. Listen, you want to love people, because you hear this from those in who call themselves Christians and are saying, you know, real love, we enter into these people's pronouns and we go along with their lunacy. No, you don't. Real love stands in the truth. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. It rejoices with the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. And we tell people the truth. If you really love somebody, you don't lie to them. You tell them the truth. So I'm with you, Holly. And we have time, I think, for one more. And we have Tom from Illinois. Tom, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Jeff. I love your show. I first became aware of this, what was going on at the Olympics. I love the Olympics, have my whole life, my family also. First became aware of our pastor who presented what was going on at the opening ceremonies. And I hear a lot of talk on AFR and other places, but I'm a little confused as to what we should actually be doing with this. And I actually typed a text to some other Christians and haven't sent it out yet, but I wanted your thoughts on what we should be doing as Christians. And if I could read this to you, it's very short. It's in one, you know, one screen.
Okay.
Here's what it says, and I can't do any of the talk like the evil one does, but this is what he's saying. This is what the evil one, father of lies, and his minions have said to Christians. Ha 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 ha. We will parade out sexual dancing transgender perverts, a decapitated singing woman, and all of these things happen, by the way, I'll mention, a naked smurf with an erection. Then we will mock your Jesus with drag queens cavorting with children at the Last Supper, a golden calf idol, and other blasphemy. Then we will have a biological male boxer destroy a female opponent, even though we said this wouldn't be allowed. Will intertwine all this with disgusting and deceptive ads. There will be mild protests from some, but most of you will make excuses and keep on watching. And I really feel like there's something bigger going on here, and people are still watching the Olympics. I just feel like our family, we've turned it off. I feel that's the right response. I wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, well, I haven't watched it either, Tom. And, you know, to each his own on that. But we need to stand up and say this is wrong. I think you boycott the Olympics. That can be the stand that some take. And others are, you know, they have family member or something competing, and that's different for them. But it's a mess. And until we say enough is enough, stop the insanity, it's going to keep going on. So we need to stand up and speak up, stand up for Jesus as good soldiers of the cross. Hey, go out, shine and share, and let God use you as his witness. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.